Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
One action. Take one, scene one. Let's go. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Let's go.
We're back in action.
Better from the USA.
What's up?
You know what we're, this is what I was about to say, you know what we're trying to perfect? Our vocal fry.
Our vocal fry. We saw this woman, right?
Why is she was called like, vocal fry?
This woman asked us, you know, what's your ick? And we were like, oh, I don't know.
I'm
not sure. Not on the clock. Can't think of this stuff. And I was like, what's yours? Like, give me some inspo. And she was like, mine is definitely like a vocal fry. And I was like, oh, like a fry? And she was like, yeah.
But she was more like, no, but she didn't have fry.
No, she didn't have fry.
So we were like, oh, what's a fry? It's like that.
That's what she doesn't like, vocal fry. I feel like with our accent, that's...
We don't have a vocal fry. Well, we don't linger on words. So, Well, you know, like we wouldn't go Sophia.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't go Sophia. Ooh, I mean, would I?
No.
I feel like
it's got to be more of an American thing.
To just like, I think I might get the everything bagel.
But like, I feel like we don't really have a vocal fry.
No. I don't think so. We don't fry.
Well,
as Trisha Paytas would do, she... quick cash grab. And I wish I had that.
Why do you say at the end of every word?
I don't.
Oh, so how are we feeling, guys?
We're feeling fresh.
Feeling good? September is Septembering. Oh. I mean, it's not. Like, the weather is high.
Like, I want to, like, get some, like, autumny candles. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to switch out my, like, summery scents and summery vibes in the flat and just dial it down a touch.
To a bit of musk. Bit of cos.
Yes, a bit of cos. A little bit of leaves. Because you know in America, do you remember when it was like, is it Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yes.
Where they get all those candles.
Yes.
And they get the candle called Leaves.
No, I never heard of that
one. That's the iconic fall candle in America. It's Leaves. And obviously I watched Remy and she was like, it's time. I'm going to get a new Leaves.
Oh my God. And it's like, I've never heard of that.
And then it's like when they start burning that candle, it's a sign.
It's time.
Fall is here.
Wow, so we need our Leaves candles.
Yeah. So I do actually want to find the UK equivalent.
Okay.
Just so I can start burning.
I'm sure Yankee Candle probably do something similar.
Because burning right now, I have this lemon candle, which is in the shape of a lemon, and that strawberry one. But obviously that's giving summer.
Do they have scents?
Yes. And it's giving sweet summer
sweetness. Well, right now I'm burning a lovely candle.
Oh, yes.
We got given it. Honestly, a year ago.
Oh, yes.
And it's been like a decorative candle. And I was like, do you know what? It's time to burn this now. And
it's covering dust.
Yeah. And it's that I don't know what it's called.
Santal. Oh, well, the best scent. I burnt mine.
Yes.
I burnt the entire thing.
Yeah.
It's Santal 33.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And it's really giving, kind of. Yes. It's giving like musky energy. Like even my Brian's like, that candle is delicious. And I'm like, wow, for you to pick up on that.
Yeah.
Obviously means it must
be because one of our favorite hotels in the world, the lobby smells of that.
Smells of the candle.
And the you can buy it as a perfume and everything.
Yeah.
So if you want to go sniff.
It's really nice to put on after like cooking. Yeah. Because it has a smell to
very
it.
Very strong.
So it's good to, yeah.
Oh, I'm really
I
jealous
love
you
it.
Haven't lit that yet. Mm. I literally burnt my whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to have to get, no, yeah, maybe that's going to
be halfway done now.
Yeah.
It's going quick.
Oh, it's on top of the day.
Yeah. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Anyway, so our question of the week this week is, what is the worst lie an ex has Ooh, ever told you?
Wow.
Right, I'm just gonna kick this, set this party
trying
up.
To think. I mean, I've definitely been lied to a lot in my life.
What's the craziest
But
lie?
I mean, I'd have to sit and
a
think.
A wild
I've probably
lie.
Blocked it all out.
Here we go. Look, we're starting strong.
Yeah.
He was on Tinder to build up his confidence.
but you've got a girlfriend.
I'm at uni. He showed me his huge house on maps.
Ew.
This was not his house.
Ew. Ew. Don't lie about where you live, you serial killer.
That he loved me. Oh.
Oh.
He broke up with me because he was joining the Navy. Later found out he never applied. We had to break up because of his mental health, but he had a new girlfriend the next week.
Oh.
The rage he would feel that I was his only girlfriend. He got engaged to another girl behind my back.
Wow. How is that even possible? These double lives. Wait, who did we... Who? Oh my god, yeah.
We heard the craziest double life story the other day.
Should we share it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You share.
So it was just this, just someone we met,
anonymous,
but he had a boyfriend for 4 years. Four whole years in love.
Serious.
Boyfriending it up, yeah. you know, everything. And then it was just like he had a girlfriend on the side.
But like
whole double
but
life.
Like a whole double life. Like he had a whole
like
girlfriend.
They would go on holidays together.
Yeah.
They would like they lived a relationship life.
Yeah. But he did it with both of them.
As well, because he'd go on trips with his boyfriend. And also he was like going on trips with his girlfriend, come to find out.
Yeah.
And so he like lived with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But and they had a dog together.
Him and
his boyfriend, they had a dog.
Yes.
They literally bought a dog.
Yes. Oh my God, I forgot about that detail.
And I was in shock. I was like, you know when it's just like, we hear it over an email, but seeing someone actually
in
tell us a story in the flesh, I thought, oh my fucking God, are you okay?
And it apparently it only winded down like start of this year.
Yeah,
not even that long
year.
Ago. Or summer. We were like, God, are you okay?
Literally, are you all right?
Crazy.
I just don't, oh my God, I just don't know how
I think
you can
once you're in that situation, it's got to be so difficult to trust someone again.
Oh my God.
Because you've thought for 4 years, you had a whole life with this person. They were living a whole double life.
Fuck me.
Like, I would just be so paranoid.
Same.
I would find it so difficult to go again.
Because the unspeakable happened. Like, do you know what I mean?
Unthinkable.
Like, you think, oh my God, surely not.
Yeah.
That will never happen to me.
And
then it does.
It.
Lord. So these double lie people are freaks.
That his girl best friend was a lesbian so they could have sleepovers and share a bed. Brackets, she was not.
What the fuck?
It's not my Tinder. My friend's just using my pics for his profile.
Classic.
What?
The classic one. Oh,
my friend's using my pics.
Wait, my friend set it up for me.
What? But he was going to visit his friend in hospital every day. Turns out he was just cheating.
Hospital.
That's a dangerous lie. That is low.
Because if you're telling me you're going to visit someone who's ill in hospital, I'm like, oh my god, you know, have a nice time.
Sorry, listen to this.
Send my condolences.
I stare at other girls because I'm very interested in women's fashion.
What are you fucking the next big designer out there?
Oh my god.
I'm very interested in women's fashion.
I'm so interested in fashion. The pair of pants I found down his bed were mine. Brackets, not my size or where I shop.
Classic.
that his body count was between 20 to 40. It was actually 5.
That's a weird lie.
Oh, why would he lie about that? Aw.
That's a strange one. You'd think people would lie the other way around.
Yeah, he probably didn't. He obviously got a bit insecure that.
Yeah.
It's not even low.
3 years ago, he said he only messaged his ex because her granddad died. He's still alive.
God. The granddad's still alive.
He's not dead.
John, granddad John, is still alive.
That his ex-girlfriend cheated on him, causing him to have trust issues, when in fact, he had cheated on her.
Oh, well, that's a turn of events, isn't it?
He wouldn't kiss his girl best friend after we broke up. Obviously, he did.
Oh,
that
God.
He was in jail. He even got his dad to play along.
What? That he's in jail.
That sorry, he was, Susie. That he was being catfished when he actually was just back on Tinder.
As it. Oh, babe, someone is definitely using my pictures. To be fair, that's a pretty good lie.
I have a driving license when really he was just driving me around illegally.
Illegally. Oh,
said
my God.
Said he didn't like pancakes on pancake day, so he didn't have to make them with me.
Who doesn't like pancakes?
When he came home with a hickey and said his mate punched him in the neck.
In the neck.
In the neck. Fucking
break your spine. Not the pancake one.
That the day we broke up, he slept with his dentist in the dental chair. Wait, was that a lie or not?
Ew. That is so unhygienic for the next patient.
That's not very professional.
Not very hygienic.
Told me he was a decent person. Ooh.
Ooh, that one's dark.
That he just forgot about inviting me as his date to a ball. We'd been together 3 years.
That's sad. That's sad, isn't it?
This girl said, I'd never break up with you. You're the love of my life. It's you or no one.
Ugh, disgusting, aren't they?
I grabbed her ass because I thought it was yours.
Oh, God.
I wasn't going through your phone to snoop, just making sure you didn't have a virus.
What virus on your phone?
I'm just checking for bugs, babe.
Oh, Lord.
Ew, that those pants belong to his sister.
Ew! That is.
He was going to the toilet when we were at a house party, but I found him kissing another girl.
Not under the same roof.
She keeps sending me naked pics. I don't know why. I never reply.
Oh!
I don't even know her. Her following was a requirement of a competition entry.
What?
Not the competition.
Not competition.
Like this post, comment and follow. And tag a best friend.
That's an ick. Tagging you to enter a competition.
What? That his mum took his phone off him when in fact I was just being ghosted.
Oh my goodness.
He didn't know downloading dating apps counted as cheating.
Oh my God.
He told me the other girl was his cousin.
Oh my goodness. Oh, she's just my cousin.
Said he volunteered at an old people's home when really he was just going to meet his ex.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh my goodness.
That he met the Pope. It was so unnecessary because I didn't even ask. What a weird lie.
Oh, well, you know, I've actually met the Pope Francis. What is the Pope
the
called?
The Pope.
Who's our Pope?
We don't have a Pope, do we?
What? We've always got a Pope.
What?
What do you mean we haven't got a Pope? We've pope, always got a Pope.
The Pope was the guy in Italy.
Yeah. Yeah, we've always got a Pope. What do you mean you haven't got a Pope right now?
Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I thought the Pope was the guy in Italy.
Yes. Where does he right. live? Where does the Pope live?
In the Vatican.
Yeah.
So that's our Pope as well.
He's the Pope of the world.
Of the world.
He's the Pope of everyone.
But that's what I
There's
thought.
There's only one Pope.
That's what I thought.
You're right.
And then you threw me off saying, who's our Pope right now? And I thought there was only the one.
Who's our Pope right now?
Oh, I don't know. You're the Italian one.
I don't know. You're Catholic too, babe.
Let me Google it.
I think it's
what,
Francis.
Did you say Francis?
I think it's Francis or Francis died.
Who is the Pope? There's only one for all of us.
Yes, we haven't got one in Nottingham, one in
George,
London.
George Mario Bergoglio is the Pope.
Google
better
Francis.
Known as Pope Francis.
Oh, there you go.
He is the Bishop of Rome. Yeah.
Head of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, head of the whole church. And sovereign
of the Vatican City.
Yeah, sovereign.
Oh. Oh. Okay, slay. But he hadn't met the Pope.
Very few people have met the Pope.
He called me his ex's name and tried to blame it on a sports team with the same name. That got very elaborate.
Helen!
Go Gators!
Oh, his name's Helen. Shut up.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, classic. Oh, lovely.
Lovely stuff.
Just brilliant, isn't it? Just
it
lovely.
Was my nan's hairband. It was his side chicks.
It's my nan's. Number one.
Hair bubble on the steering
old
wheel.
Old women rarely
have a hairband.
They've got beautiful poofy bobs.
Short blow dries.
They're not really shoving that up in a hair bubble. They might well use a claw clip.
Yes, but not a bubble.
So what a shit lie. Mm.
Anyway.
It's my grandma.
Interesting. Crazy lies.
Crazy lies
we get told, hey?
Oh, just brilliant one, isn't it? Baby.
Okay, this episode we are going to do just Dilemma Roulette. Because sometimes this is where we get the really good shit.
Yeah,
because we've been away. We haven't looked in the emails this week.
We're feeling fresh and fruity.
So there's stuff to really find in here. And we're prepared to dig for it, okay? So it is boy talk.
Yes.
But the roulette brings us crazy stuff. We can't
control
it.
There is no
rules. So let's see what we find.
Yeah. When it's roulette day, there is no rules. Mm-hmm. So I guess, Sophia, take it away and spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Stop.
He told me he loved me when he was drunk.
I had that happen to me before.
Stop.
Remember?
What, for the first time?
Yes, remember.
No?
With the boy I was completely in love with.
Oh, the husband.
He said, this was when I was like, oh, I really want this boy to be my boyfriend years ago. Mm. And then we were very drunk and he's like, I love you, like that. And then obviously...
Then
when it's the next day and you're sober, he doesn't remember anything. Mm. You don't want to say anything. Mm. Then he broke up with me the week after or whatever. So
wildest lie you ever got told. Yeah, I love you.
There we go. But it's just like crazy. But it does show that drunk words can mean nothing.
Can mean nothing.
Unless he was in love with me and he was just in denial.
Yeah.
You know.
That could have been something else.
Because it's like
he was too afraid of the love, so he ran away.
Yeah, he was just so afraid of the love.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, shall we read this?
Yes. I can relate to what you see.
So I've been speaking to a boy for a few months now. At the start, it was super chilled, no strings attached.
Yeah.
The last 2 months or so, he's been a lot more affectionate, telling me he likes me multiple times a day, complimenting me a lot, and asking to see me multiple times a week. We even have a weekend to Prague booked in November.
So you're tripping. You're tripping.
He recently messaged me and started talking about love and was saying how he will never tell a girl he loves her first.
So you're texting about love and he's saying that
I'll
kind
never
of
say
stuff.
It first.
Oh,
okay. What Mr. I, Walls no, up.
But also like, what am I meant to say to that?
Yeah, it's not attractive like, to hear that.
Oh. Okay.
Like turned off.
What kind of conversation are you expecting?
Yeah. But also said he wants me to tell him I love him.
Am I your girlfriend yet? Like what are we? Are we exclusive? Am I your girl? Have you even asked me to be your girlfriend?
I'm imagining they're exclusive, but she's not actually said.
I don't think that I'm getting the vibes that they're not girlfriend, boyfriend yet.
But they do have a weekend in Prague booked in November.
In November.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then maybe...
So thinking ahead.
But it's okay. Well, it's like, I'm your girlfriend. You can trust me. Like, let me know your thoughts and feelings. Why are you waiting for me?
That would give me the ick. I don't say I love you, but I want you to say
Well, that's just
me.
Giving like,
it's
oh,
weird boy
really?
Energy. So the other night we were out separately with our own friends in Manchester. He was very drunk.
Yeah.
We bumped into each other on the way to the club and he said, I know this is not the way to tell you, but I love you.
Okay, this is great progress.
His friends then called him, so we had to leave before I could ask any questions.
Do you know what? This is exactly what you said. When he's sober, his walls are up. Mm. He's guarded. Mm. He's got a little padlock
on his heart.
Lock on his heart. Right, and when
and
he was
just
drunk,
you the key.
His inhibitions were all loosened, and he just said, "I need to let you know, Lucy,
you.
I love you."
His friend then called him. Okay, yeah, bro. Right. I mentioned it to him the next day.
Shit.
Oh, so you were like, "Remember what you said last night?
You love me."
I made it clear that I wanted to know if he meant it.
Love that,
but he wouldn't really say anything. He got a bit cagey. He hasn't said he did or didn't mean it. Part of me thinks that he did, because we've been drunk many times before and has never said anything like that.
Yeah.
But then part of me thinks it was just a drunk him talking. Or maybe he just doesn't want to confirm it because he doesn't want to tell me he loves me first now he's sober. I don't know what to think.
Right, well, obviously he's got this weird thing.
He's got a weird complex about this I love you shit, hasn't he?
So he's got this weird thing, right? He said it when he was drunk. Now he's shitting himself because, well, I've said it first now. I've
gone back on what I said.
I fucked up my whole plan.
Yeah.
I've said it first. Fucking said it first. And so then you're going, so do you love me or not?
Because he said it.
And now he's going, fuck's sake. But now he's not giving you a fucking answer. And yeah,
don't
weird.
Get weird about it.
No, but it's just like, all he's got to do, we're going to have a beautiful moment, yeah?
Yeah.
All he's got to do is grab your face.
Yeah, I did mean
look you in the eyes. Mm. Sorry I said it drunk.
I'll say it again. But I'll say it again and again and again every single day for the rest of your life.
Susie, I love you. When I'm sober, when I'm drunk.
It doesn't matter.
Every single day.
You are my soul.
I think he's scared of you not saying it back. I feel like this has got to be the complex he's having, right?
And maybe
he's
obviously
scared
because,
of rejection in a way.
He did say it when you were drunk. You didn't say that you said it back. Oh, yeah. You just asked him the next day, did you mean that?
Thank you, Brian. So he's remembering that and shitting himself.
Yeah.
But... oh, God.
I mean, what can you do here? Don't make it...
He's
making it weird. I don't like how he's being so...
he's overthinking the whole
gaming
love thing.
About this. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to say it, you're going to say it. It's like, what? Like, yeah. This is supposed to be a really happy moment in our relationship. Yeah. And you're trying to make it some competition.
Because also,
gonna
like,
say it
we're never going to say it first for the first time. Ever. So it's like, let's have some fun with it.
Yeah, let's make it magical.
Let's not make it this fucking, this chore.
This weird thing.
Sounds
now.
Like it's a chore to him. But do we think he is actually in love with her?
Yes.
Yes. Was it like a slip of the tongue and now he's thinking, oh, well, I don't love her.
If I were you, right, I would completely cool off.
Well, he's all...
I wouldn't ask him. I wouldn't bring it up. Because I think it just should be something that... like, I don't want to have to ask someone if...
do you love
Yeah,
me?
I just want it to be, like, natural. And I want it just to happen.
Yeah.
So I would stop questioning him about it. Did you mean it? You said it. And I would just, like, cool off and just, like, see what happens. And
I think he's definitely, like...
he's definitely falling.
He's definitely in the love bubble.
Or he's, you know, chintzy as old guy, and he's just going to run away next week. But you'll get your answer next week.
Exactly. You're going to get your answer. Exactly. Mm. I think he loves you. I think he's just a bit scared. Well, why don't you make his dreams come true?
And
tell him you love
it.
Him.
If you do
because
feel it.
If you do feel it, because then maybe that's all he's waiting for. Obviously, he's got this weird complex about saying it first.
Maybe,
if you just say,
yeah.
I know you were drunk, but I'm sober right now. Answer. I love you too.
I love you.
Yeah.
Kiss me. I love you. But, you know, it's a relatively nice problem to have. There's some people in this inbox who would love to be in this position.
Yeah, we're just weary of the... It was just a lie.
Yes.
And then he's going to run away next week. But like Sophia said, we're going to find out our answer and we're going to move on. Because we could just go round and round.
Okay, ladies, let's spin this wheel. It's giving tour vibes.
It's giving tour.
You spin my head right round.
Stop. What is... Oh, God. Oh, okay. No, we're going to have to do that again.
You spin my hair right round. Stop.
Help. My friend is getting a matching tattoo to my boyfriend's.
Ah?
Wait, help. My friend is getting a matching...
not on my watch.
So a matching tattoo with her boyfriend?
Yeah.
What, are they going into the shop together?
With her boyfriend or her own boyfriend?
Help. My friend is getting a matching tattoo with my boyfriend.
What?
So, my boyfriend Brian and I have been together for nearly a year. Everything has been going great. I finally found a guy who's
party
in the USA. Who's perfect for me. Always puts me first and treats me like a princess.
Prin.
One of my friends, let's call her Sarah.
Ink buddies.
Who I met through Brian.
Oh, well, that changes things.
Shit. Oh, God. Okay. So Sarah, who I met through Brian, as he and I were getting to know each other, has a bit of an odd relationship with him. Oh, shit. He sees her as just a friend. So generally, I don't get too worked up over it, but I do notice that often she posts a lot of photos of him on her stories. Seems to care a lot about his opinion and even behaved like when he was... Even behaved like he was her boyfriend when she was in another relationship. Okay, so Sarah, you kind of get weird vibes from Sarah that she kind of is very fond of your Brian.
Yeah.
In like a more than friends way.
Yes.
Okay, even when she was in another relationship. Right. I find the way she acts towards him unusual to say the least. But she's the only girl in their group of guys and behaves like one of the lads. So I don't really understand her relationship with any of them that well. This girl and I get along fine and are friendly, you know, but she's not one of my close girls. I try not to get too wound up about what she's up to. Okay, so Sarah exists and you're trying not
she's
to think
about
it.
She's in your boyfriend's friend group.
Yeah.
She's the only girl
she's
in the friend
group. She's one of the boys, but they're all quite close, especially close with Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck. However, today I was out with the whole group before the football. She's put Scottish flags.
Okay.
So I'm assuming we might be in Scotland.
Scotland.
Playing football. And a crowd of us are sat at a table. Sarah turns to Brian and says, oh my God. Just checking you're still cool with me getting that song name tattoo, yeah? No. And Brian replies, yeah, whatever. Oh, okay. So she getting like a lyric.
So she's copying his tattoo.
Right. So just checking you're okay.
They're not going to get matching.
No. Okay. So it's a song name. What Harry Styles song can we pretend?
I think it should be Surfboard by Cody Simpson.
Okay. So we're getting Surfboard. So just checking it's okay that I get Surfboard tatted on me because I know how much you love that song. It's like very special. Surfboard,
board.
Yeah. Go around on my wasn't Gigi Hadid in that music video?
Yeah, she was. She looks great.
Yeah,
as well.
She looks incredible. Mm.
They were a power couple.
They truly
but
were.
But no, he's engaged now. We're very happy.
He's
for
very
them.
Happy. For
Sorry,
him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're very happy. But they. But it was a time to be alive. Also, it was a time to be alive when Kylie Jenner was snogging Cody Simpson.
Yeah, that was an era. That was. Who forgot about that?
Cody's had been around the block. All the greats.
Hailey.
Yeah.
Kylie. Yeah. Gigi.
And now he's just out there in Australia swimming.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're getting surfboard tattooed. And he said, yeah, you know, whatever, that's fine.
Right.
I turn and look at one of the other guys in the group. And he looks just as taken as back as I feel. I ask, what tattoo?
What's all this about tattoo?
What tattoo? And Sarah says, oh, I'm getting the same surfboard tattoo as Brian. Brian only has one tattoo.
Oh, that makes it
and
worse.
And it's his favorite song, Surfboard by Cody Simpson.
I was thinking he was tatted up, you know.
No, he's got one tattoo.
One.
Which also happens to be the concert we met at. Oh, the Cody Simpson concert.
Oh my God. But he was supporting Justin Bieber.
So if anything.
Love me, say that you love me.
If anything, it should be you getting the surfboard tattoo. Because it reminds you of the concert where you met.
God, but Cody. Now if you get it, all three of you are going to have it.
Fuck.
We're not a throuple.
No.
We're a couple.
Right. And it's in small letters on his forearm. Sarah is now planning on getting the same tattoo on her upper arm. Right. I'd also like to add that when asked the question, Brian didn't seem to know what Sarah was on about as he was apparently drunk when this was mentioned before. And he doesn't seem to care much about what Sarah's doing at all. I know he would never do anything to hurt or upset me, so there's no malice on his part. Maybe he's just a bit clueless. I don't have any tattoos, so I'm not sure if I'm overreacting or maybe they don't mean as much as I think. But from the reactions and chatting to others in the group, I know I'm not the only person who finds this weird.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's quite an intimate... Tattoos generally have a lot of meaning. And especially, like, Brian's only got one tattoo and it's this song that he loves so much that he got his one and only tattoo of. And then Sarah, all of a sudden, I'm sure you love the song just as much as I do. It's a classic Surfboard. But it's a bit strange that you would just want to also
have the exact same.
Is there not a different song from the album? Maybe Good As It Gets.
Yes.
Maybe
Sinking In.
sinking in, maybe pretty brown eyes.
Yes. There's many other options.
Songs on the album. Or we just get the name of the album.
Surface Paradise.
You know, so it's just slightly different.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah? But okay, so so she's saying from everyone else in the group was kind of also shocked.
It's weird tattoo etiquette.
Yes. Exactly. Tattoo etiquette. Yeah.
It's strange.
Yeah. Please help girls as what to do in this situation. I don't want to be, you know, the girl to cause any drama over essentially, you know, nothing. It's just a little tattoo. But this makes me feel really uncomfortable as tattoos are permanent. And I feel like I should say something before it's too late.
Before the ink's on our
Stop
skin.
Stop the ink!
Stop!
Thanks so much for any help at all. Lots of love always.
God, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but actually it's like, why are you just trying to like... You're too obsessed with my boyfriend and I don't like it.
Well, yeah, it's like you're already feeling the vibes before. Like, look, there's obviously something. She feels some sort of way for him.
Yeah.
Like a bit more than purely platonic.
Yeah. And a bit more than any of the other guys in the group.
Yeah. And this is kind of
just... And it's the fact that she's the only girl in this group.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of things that's just all a bit like...
Mm. Well, yeah, you know, and also it's like, you know, the tattoo's going in essentially the same place.
Yeah.
You know, the upper arm, the forearm,
but,
you know.
I don't know if you can do anything about this, to be honest.
I mean, how does Brian actually feel?
About it. She's kind of saying that he hasn't really given it a second thought.
So he's just a bit like, oh, not bothered. He's a bit clueless, not really that bothered.
Yeah.
Well, you can argue it either way. Like, we could sit here and be like, look, who cares? You've got Brian. You're in love. He loves you. Like you said, you trust him with all your heart.
Stay in your own lane.
He's never going to do anything to hurt you. Mm. You know, Sarah's just being Sarah, I guess.
At the tattoo parlor.
Or it's like... Do you know what? Actually, fuck this. This is my boyfriend. You know, that song also means a lot to me. Like,
what are you doing?
But then
what do you want to do? Have a conversation with her about it? You're then going to look like the bothered one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the stance I would take is just like, unbothered. I'll be fucking unbothered inside my head, but unbothered, unfazed. Like, if she's trying to do this to wind me up or get under my skin, like, unbothered, unbothered. And she might not even be.
She might not even be
trying to do that. But I just don't think by talking to her, you will come off any better.
Yeah, I feel like if you want to talk to someone to try and change the outcome
of the tattoo, it's Brian.
Just go, are you actually okay
with
this?
How fucking weird is it that she's copying
your
tattoo?
Yeah, and maybe it's like, look, I find it a bit weird. I feel a bit uncomfortable. See what he says. Because if anyone's going to be able to change Sarah's mind, it's going to be Brian. Like,
and
Brian,
say, no, I don't want you to get
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, he'll be able to say, look, Sarah, it's a really intimate tattoo for me. It means a lot for me and my girlfriend. The fact that you're getting exactly, you know, she's probably getting the same font and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a bit strange.
It is a bit, like I said, we could look at it either way, but it is weird. And if your gut's been telling you some weird things about this, Sarah, this is just kind of crossing the line, isn't it?
Tattoo buddies.
Baby.
But then spin the wheel. Like,
yeah, spin the wheel. So you spin my hair right round, right.
Stop.
Round.
I have never met a man like this in my entire life.
Ooh.
She's put, please read.
So he's a proper alien then.
Proper alien. Proper one from Mars.
Proper one from Mars, I guess.
Hi, girls. A big fan of the podcast. I never thought I'd be someone who would write in, but this situation is truly unbelievable.
Oh, well, the aliens are alien, I guess.
I'm desperate for advice. I was with my ex-boyfriend, Brian, for a number of years from a young age. The whole relationship was very toxic. I was treated horribly. When this relationship ended, I said I would never be with anyone else ever again.
Yeah, listen, been there.
I fancied a guy who went to the same school as me for a number of years. We were both in long-term relationships, and I never thought he'd ever be interested in me. But he was my dream guy.
Oh, no way. Okay.
A number of years went by and we liked each other's pictures on social media, but nothing more. We ended up bumping into each other and we were both single. But I swore I'd never be in another relationship, so I was very closed off, despite liking this man for years.
Got it.
After months of bumping into each other and liking each other's photos, we began meeting up for food, but nothing serious.
Ooh.
After months of this, I eventually opened up and we got together.
Ooh.
He treated me perfectly. Surprise flowers, surprise gifts, aww, arranging everything. We had the same hobbies, same humor. It was genuinely like I'd met the male version of myself. Aww. We became inseparable really quickly and saw each other most days. We were absolutely best friends. It was everything I'd ever thought I wanted in a relationship. I could not have been any happier.
Wait, so what's about to happen now?
We have been together for 2 years.
Okay.
Wow. And had a few bumps in the road, but nothing serious. Everything was great until...
No. I hate this. Wait, because you know, also, Sophia, I've just started the third book, Samurai Turn Pretty.
Oh my God.
It starts beautifully. Happy relationship, la la la. All of a sudden something happens.
Shit.
And now I'm just like, oh,
fuck.
What is love?
Just brings you down.
You know, I'm just like, what is
what
love?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
I started reading. We'll save this for the group chat. Yeah. This is Patreon talk. We'll talk about our books.
Why is my nose running?
But I've started reading Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton.
Yes.
I'm not that far in. I've only read like a few chapters, but so far so good. So when I'm going to read more and then I'll report back fully. But yeah, okay. So
slay bookworms.
I received a follow request from a girl on Instagram.
Oh no, oh no.
I decided to follow her back and to my shock... She had posted a photo of her and my boyfriend. What? Can you imagine?
Wait.
You accept a follow request from a random girl and then never... on her feed is a picture of the two of them.
But like you've never heard of this girl.
This is giving double life shit.
Oh no, we're not circling back around to the double life, are we? But it's like, okay, fair enough if like I knew of you and you were like a colleague, you know, or, you know, like a...
But a stranger.
A stranger.
And also a picture of just the two of them.
That's very rare. No.
I'd be freaking out.
No.
Before jumping to any conclusions, I rang my boyfriend immediately.
Yeah.
And he reassured me it was a girl he used to speak to years ago.
Why? Well, why is her most recent picture you and her?
Why did she
You're
post
a liar!
That 23 hours
He's
ago?
He's lying.
This girl had then sent me a message along with a photo of them in bed together.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh my God.
Which I know is recent.
No. What a stinking liar.
Oh my God, I did not expect this
tone. No.
I was then sent horrible messages about myself from the girl and their friendship group. My boyfriend,
why would she show you that?
My boyfriend admitted he cheated on me.
Oh my God.
My heart is crumbling.
Isn't that just crazy? You were so happy and it was so perfect and he'd buy you flowers and all this. Meanwhile.
Twice. But like, how?
Sophia, men are stupid. That's the only answer. Men are stupid. Like, I really don't.
So he admitted to cheating on me, but it was once and a mistake, and he hasn't done it since. I was absolutely devastated. I do not understand when this happened, as we are together every single fucking night.
Exactly. That's what's the most scary part. Well, he was probably visiting his nan in hospital.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, it wasn't even like, not that this is any way excuse, but it's not even like, you know, I haven't seen him for 6 months. Like, I see you every day. So it makes it worse.
It's even worse.
So much worse.
It's even worse because you're in my bed 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
So what, the 2 nights a week, what are you up to?
What are you
up to? I shouldn't have to be worrying about you going and seeing Sally and sleeping with her. It's disgusting. Like,
it gets worse.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Me.
I then then received a message from a different account on Instagram with another picture. It was the same girl. She made another account to message me as I blocked her on the first one. She then said...
Oh, so you blocked her after...
Because she was being mean.
Oh, she wasn't being mean because of the...
Yeah.
Of course, her and her friends were bitching about you. Yep, yep,
she then said she purposely slept with my boyfriend.
What?
Oh my God, you've encountered the
devil.
Who
is this?
You've encountered the devil in girl form.
What?
And has been stalking my account for months to try and split us up because she thought it'd be funny. Oh my God, I'm going to cry for you right now. That is so mean.
Who the fuck?
I'm absolutely devastated and do not know what to do in this situation. Anyone else I would have cut off, but I believe he is my soulmate and best friend.
Call the literal police.
Help, please. I don't want to cut him off. Will this happen again?
No, that's really scary.
Oh my God, This is like you've been targeted. This is serious shit.
This is literally like, let's get the FBI.
This is like we need to phone a helpline.
Yeah, this is scary. I think, listen, these girls who formulated this plan.
Insanely jealous of you.
Are insanely jealous of you. Probably were jealous of the relationship.
Knew how like lovely the relationship appeared. You must have been posting flowers and all of this shit. And obviously it's a jealous, bitter girl. Like happy... unhappy people can't be happy for anyone else,
exactly.
Right? If you're unhappy, you want everyone else to be unhappy.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a girl that, like we said, and it's very jealous of you, very bitter, and unfortunately, like a very nasty girl right now.
Yeah, and that's like,
and I'm sorry that you had to encounter.
I can't imagine how unhappy this person is and their friends.
This person needs
to want to do this. This is like really, actually really sad for her.
It's like an insane high school mean girl.
Imagine doing that to someone. Like that's really freaky.
For what?
Right. Well, let's forget about the girl. Yeah, block her. Block all these accounts. You could once you block someone, it blocks all the other accounts, right? Forget.
Do not engage.
Focus on your own friends. Obviously, it's probably someone who you have once known in your life. Like you've probably met this person.
Mm. Just don't engage.
No. In terms of your boyfriend, yes, she hatched the plan to sleep with him.
But it
he worked. Still did it.
Yeah.
He still kissed her, slept with her. Took pictures photos. With her, took selfies in bed.
Yeah.
He is just as bad.
Yeah.
I know you say...
You don't deserve either of them.
You don't deserve... They don't deserve either of you.
They
don't deserve you. He does not deserve you. And no. I know you're thinking like, oh, but it was all her. It was her plan.
If she hadn't set him out,
went after him, he wouldn't have cheated on me. But he still cheated,
on you.
If he loved you, adored you, saw you as his soulmate, these men aren't looking at girls. Like, he would be looking at her.
No.
You know? He's not going to cheat.
Because what's that quote? And it's like, your, like, person can't be stolen from
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Because if they were stolen from you, they're not your person.
Exactly. And the fact that she was able to sleep with him.
Yeah.
It's like, release this. Like, you are not my person.
Take him, please.
Because... the love of my life and my future husband and father of my children would not just sleep with some girl who's after him.
Because she set out for him.
Right. Because listen, yes, he's fit. Okay, lots of girls are going to fancy him. Okay, am I meant to excuse your behavior because they were after you when you sleep with them? Because
she tempted you.
No. So I know you say in the moment right now, you're like kind of panicking because you think he's your soulmate. Mm. You think he's your person. You think he's your best friend. He's not. He really is nothing of the sort.
He's not.
Because
they wouldn't do that to you.
Exactly.
And you know that as well deep down.
Exactly.
And it's obviously easier to take your anger out on the girl.
Yes.
Which, by the way, valid. She's been a bitch. And she's been unnecessarily nasty and whatever.
Very scary. But they're just as bad as each other.
Yeah, you need to also like have some anger towards the guy. Don't forgive him so easily.
I think
it's always easier to forgive the boyfriend because that's the guy that you love. That's the guy that you want to be with. And that's the guy who's crying to you and saying he's sorry. Mm-hmm, but like Chintzia said, he slept with her though. Like irrelevant of who pursued who, like he slept with her though. So I know you want to talk yourself into forgiving him by putting all the blame on her, but he is just as guilty. Yeah.
Forget about the girl from literally irrelevant. You're irrelevant. He's cheated on you. He's now irrelevant. You need to get rid of him from your life.
Yeah.
Like Sophia said, He's going to be giving it all of that. He's going to try and get you back. He's saying, oh, she tempted me.
Yeah.
She seduced me.
You should just say, go and be with her then.
Like, it's an excuse.
If that tempt, right? Right. If you had a whole amazing 2-year relationship and you can be tempted, she must be fucking amazing.
Right.
So if it was wanting to sacrifice our whole relationship for this girl, she must be absolutely fantastic.
Right. Please have each other.
So go and be with her because you deserve each other.
Exactly.
Like, that's the attitude that you need. Like, he was willing to risk it all.
Disgusting.
For what, a night, a couple hours with this girl?
No.
You have to deep that, because that's horrendous. What he did.
Yeah. So you need to get angry at this guy.
Get angry at the guy.
Get angry and pissed off. Get rid of him out of your life. You don't want people treating you like this.
No.
And the fact that he thinks he can do it and be forgiven is crazy.
Criminal.
It's like, you can't treat me like this. One fuck up and you're out, babes. Yeah. Right?
And don't engage with
because
these mean girls online
either. Because the moment
you
get soft and start letting him back in and maybe getting back with him, he's just going to do it again.
Do it again.
Because he's thinking, bingo, I've got away with it. Yay. Mm. Next time I'll just be more careful and sleep with a girl who doesn't know who you are.
Yeah. If anything, like, those mean girls did you a favor.
They did you a favor.
Thank you for showing you that he's not the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because rejection is protection
and redirection. Yeah.
On to the next. You're not, one step closer now to finding the guy you're supposed to be
with.
He is
not the love of your life. He is not the person you're meant to be with. Not at all. God. Fuck me.
That's a lot. Along with, like, the fact that the girls aren't even like, I'm really sorry, but I found out.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that they're being like
it just amplifies it, doesn't it? It makes it 10 times worse, because now I'm dealing with the cheating boyfriend and this also crazy layer.
Yeah.
You know, that he was like some temptress tempted him.
Horrible.
Right. Okay, roulette.
Yeah. Scroll. Stop.
Okay, we've got lies. .. But why?
It's giving question of the week. It's giving
it
full
is.
Circle.
It's giving this was meant to be. Okay, so I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2.5 years. It's been a pretty, you know, plain sailing relationship. After some horrific relationships and situationships, I finally met a guy who is normal. Ha ha.
Or is he?
.. He is like the male version of me. Is this the girl from the Last Dilemma? And we are so well suited. He fits in well with my family. Basically, there are so many positives to this guy. It would take me all day to list them. We love each other very much. He is the driving force behind us saving for a house and spoils me rotten when he can. Okay. I'm convinced that he loves me and wants to be with me.
Okay. So what's we lying
However,
about?
Last summer he told me some lies. Which I'm having
what
a very...
What lies?
I know. What lies?
Why Which are we I... talking about it now,
now?
If it was last summer?
Well, she's been brewing for a year, Sophia, on these lies. That's what it is. And I'm having a very hard time getting over them. When I met him, he was pretty much the only one of his mates to have a girlfriend. I used to be invited to things and enjoyed being around his friends occasionally. Last summer, he went to a festival with said friends. In the run-up to the festival, I asked him twice who he was going with, and both times he reeled off the boys' names. Oh, I can kind of see where this is going. A couple of days later, after the festival, one of his friends posts some pictures to Instagram, and there's multiple girls in these pics. Classic, isn't it?
Okay.
Oh, I only go with Brian, Ryan, and
Simon.
And Simon. Well, why Sarah, Susan, and Helena?
And Stacey.
Stacey and Lacey.
And Lacey.
Basically, two of his friends were dating a pair of friends and they had gone to the festival with the boys. Well, yeah, so I was like, where's my invite?
Yeah, if the other girls going.
If it's girls that they're dating, it's really unfair when other girlfriends aren't invited, right?
Yeah.
When I saw these pics, I asked my boyfriend about why he lied. And he said they only went for one day and he didn't know they were going and told me to not be like that. Well, do you know what? Why don't you just fuck off? Mm,
I can understand that, though. If he didn't know they were going.
Yeah. Or
and they only
just,
came for a day.
Yeah. Or is that just the perfect lie?
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, they were only coming for a day. I didn't. You know, it's like, why not just mention it then on the day? Oh, guess who's here? Lacey and Stacey.
Mm.
It's like, and he said not to be like that. Well, that you're already now trying to make me look
now
like the
I'm
bad guy.
Be like that.
Because, like, I was just asking, and now I know that you were lying because don't be like, shut up. This didn't sit well with me, but I didn't know these girls personally, so couldn't ask anyone but my boyfriend. Then last September, these two girls both followed me on Instagram. So of course I followed them back, for fuck's sake. What
anxiety
is
going through the roof.
This is just like the last one. Okay, so you followed them both back. It's like, hey girl, I need to tell you about that festie. I looked through their pics and saw loads of pics from this festival, which proved they were there for multiple days.
So not line just number a day.
Okay, lie number two.
Mm-hmm. Let the record show.
If you're going to lie, make sure there's not a fucking
trail,
yeah?
Make fucking foolproof.
Right.
All right,
make sure there's not a trail, because day one, Stacey wore a pink two-piece. Day two, she wore denim shorts and a white vest. Day three, she was in a full gold look. What, did she change three times in one day?
Three hair changes?
Three hair changes, three makeup changes. Mm. You think I'm stupid? Right. Okay, I also saw pics of my boyfriend on nights out that I had dropped him off and picked him up from with these two girls.
Right.
So now it's clear that he hasn't just, he knows these girls.
I thought the two girls were dating boys of the group.
Right, but he said, I don't know these girls.
Right.
So another, lie number three, bingo. Mm-hmm. You do actually know
it's
them.
It's Sally and Sarah. You right. do know them.
So you found evidence
you
that...
You had a night out on December the 13th, 2022. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Do you remember that? Mm. Yeah.
Another one, March 3rd.
Right, so now it's clear that he knows these girls and knows them pretty well.
Right.
And has parted with them for months. Okay, oh God. You know
line
what it's giving?
Three.
It's giving that these two girls didn't realise he had a girlfriend. Kind of.
I thought they were going out with their mates.
I know, but that's just what he said, isn't it?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? We don't know what to believe. Mm. Okay.
Lies everywhere.
Lies all over the place. In the photo, there were more girls. I asked who they were. He told me that they were just randoms that got in the pic.
I'm not getting in no one's random
in pic. Who's getting in random pics? Oh... Okay.
Right.
However, a month or so later, one of the girlfriends posts a happy birthday Insta story to this girl. A different selfie with her, which my boyfriend is also in. Let me read that again. However, a month or so later, one of the girlfriends... Is this one of these... Is this Lacey or Stacey?
This is Lacey or Stacey, yeah.
Right.
One of the two girls from the festival.
Okay, posts a happy birthday Insta story to this girl. The other girl, I guess. A two-way girl. A different selfie with her, which my boyfriend was also in. My boyfriend then backtracks about what he said about randoms, saying it is a girl that his friend was seeing. Okay, so this is another girl. Oh,
okay.
She's just a
so
random.
Line number four.
Yeah. But also, it's just like, these are all little white lies. It's just making you look really bad.
Yeah.
Like, if you've not had sex with these girls, why are you lying?
Why are you lying?
Like, about weird.
Just come clean.
Right?
Now you're making yourself look worse.
So he realizes.
Are we going five for five, Brian? Give us one more.
Let's see if we can hit the jackpot today. So, these randoms, you know, that girl was actually someone who my friend was seeing.
Right.
And you're thinking, right.
Why don't
okay.
you just say that then?
Right.
Weird.
So a girl his friend is seeing gets invited and girlfriend of 2 years doesn't?
Mm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Reeling. I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'll
hold that flag.
Yeah, in October. This is all last year as well. We're not even in October. Then in October, I was actually invited to their Halloween party.
Oh, makes a change.
Oh, thank you.
I'll see Stacey and Lacey.
Oh, can't wait to meet the girls. These two girlfriends are really lovely girls.
Good.
But imagine how awkward I felt having a convo with them about this festival. Then saying how amazing it was and asking why I didn't come. He's
wasn't
a little
fucking invited.
Liar. So he's saying to them, oh, Helen can't make it. So sad. Next time. And really, he just didn't want you to come, didn't invite you.
Okay. Ouch. Okay.
The thing is, I know,
quiet.
You know, he's not cheated. This is not a cheating kind of dilemma.
No, I don't
These
think
These girls
so.
Are all romantically linked to his friends. Okay, so they are all romantically linked to his friends. And these girls are definitely nice enough to have slash told me, you know, if he ever got up to anything at this festival slash on nights out. My boyfriend says that he didn't tell me they were going to the festival because he didn't want me to see him and his friends doing drugs at the festival.
Right.
So
what have those two girls got to do with that?
Right.
A supplier.
Well, this is him just saying, well, I don't want you to go to the festival anyway because so many drugs about.
Oh, sorry. That's why he didn't want you to go. Yes. Oh, I misheard that. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So he's saying, oh, well, actually, the real reason is because we were all doing drugs. Okay.
Well, yeah, we don't condone that
around
here.
Disgusting. We don't. Absolutely not. However, I know what his friends are like and have seen it firsthand before. So I felt like that's a cop out. Right. So you're like, listen, I've seen worse.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing new.
Nothing new. I am aware. Mm,
okay.
I'm not happy about it, but like, okay. And he kept up the lie about them only going for one day for so long.
Oh, even, just admit it, Brian.
But it's just so weird. Like,
You're being caught out. Yeah. Let it go.
So he still held that lie. Well, they were only there for one day.
No, they were.
Even when I literally had the proof that they didn't. He even gaslit me at times. Okay, so he's fully like...
raging.
Gaslighting
you. He's just pissed off that he's being caught out in 100%. A lie. And he's a bit embarrassed that you figured it out.
And he's really trying to hold on. Like, no, this is the truth. Yeah. Babes, I've got the proof when the proof is presented to you. So my all-time biggest fear is my partner being embarrassed of me for how I look. You know,
this has really struck a chord then.
Well, no, this, yeah. Oh no, I have real bad body image issues. Everything seems to add up that this fear is correct, but of course my boyfriend will never admit that. Yeah, I don't feel like I could believe anything else. Okay, so now all these...
So it's hit a different level because it wasn't just that your boyfriend didn't want you to go to this festival. Your mind then went, because of your own insecurities, he's embarrassed of me. He doesn't want to be seen with me.
He doesn't want to take me out in front. Oh, for God.
Right, okay.
Right.
So this, I could see how it hit you even more because it was like, oh, fuck.
Exactly, it makes you really overanalyze and then you start thinking, well, what's wrong with me?
It triggers you.
Then?
It's triggering.
Yeah, naturally, like if you know, I would too. Well, what's wrong with me? Do you not want to be seen with me?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why can't I hang out with all the other girlfriends and your friends? Mm. And he's coming up with every fucking bullshit excuse. And it's just like, you're not being truthful with me. So
where are we now then?
Okay, we've got one last little bit. I now feel uncomfortable about him being around his friends. And can't see myself ever being comfortable enough to do things with his friends again, which obviously is a big issue. Okay, so now you're thinking, oh, now I just...
The vibe's changed.
The vibe has completely changed.
You feel a bit like...
You don't feel welcome.
Yeah.
He's not made you feel welcome, you know?
He's kind of pushed you out a little bit.
Yeah. And he's got caught out in all these lies and it's just like way worse. I don't exactly fit in with his friendship group and wouldn't even want to go to all of these things, but just to not be invited and to be lied to is really affecting me. Right, so it's like you're saying that I don't have to be invited to everything. I never wanted to be invited to everything. Like, they're not exactly my kind of people.
But if the girls are going, I want to be invited.
Yeah, but like, I want to know that the invitation is always extended to me because, you know, I do want to bond with my friends' best friends naturally, you know? Yeah. So, right. So it's all just kind of added up, right? The not being invited to things, and then the constant lies.
The lies.
And it's just like, what is actually going on?
The unnecessary, stupid lies.
Right. And now you're just overthinking the entire situation. You're questioning your own self-worth. Mm. You're questioning your image, you know? And it's just completely created this whole messy situation.
That didn't need to exist
in the first place.
No.
Because you've hung out with these friends before and it's been great.
Yeah.
And you find them pleasant and the girls are really nice.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the girls. And they want you to come to these things. They're like, why? Where were you? Mm.
We missed you.
We would have loved to have seen you. Like, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
So it's such a shame that he's kind of just
changed
like,
the tone,
created this weird environment for you. And that's not how your boyfriend should make you feel at all.
Especially not when it's about coming into his group.
Exactly. Like, you want to feel welcomed as like, if I ever got a new boyfriend, you want to feel said boyfriend welcomed.
And like, you're always invited.
Into your family, into your friends, into your life, isn't it? It's weird to like be so closed off.
So at the start, you were saying that he's like, you're saving to buy a house together.
Yeah, like, he's perfect.
And that, but you obviously, if this was all last summer, last September, October, we're now a year on.
Yes.
And this is still being grating on
Well,
you.
I'm probably assuming maybe he's been caught out in a few other white lies. And it's just kind of this thing that he does. He's just kind of like a weird liar.
You just
about
haven't
things.
Been able to let it go.
Yeah. Well,
which is probably because you don't feel like you've really had any sort of apology for it.
Yeah, because he's gaslit you the whole time.
Yeah. No sort of like recognition of like, okay, like, I know I got into a bit of a
fuss there because,
with that,
you know,
festival malarkey. Yeah.
If I'm being honest, like, I just wanted to go with my mates. I didn't really want any girls there, but I can't control if my friends invite their girlfriends. But yeah, I just wanted to go to the festival with my mates, blow off some steam with the boys. I'd understand that.
Yeah, same. But exactly. And that's because he's being honest and like coming clean. Look, I'm really sorry about lying. I just obviously didn't want to hurt. I just thought I might hurt your feelings saying that, you know, I wanted to go my own, which I get. I get that.
And so I'd like to think
if he'd have just come
that
clean,
in hindsight, he wishes he'd have just said that at the start.
Same.
I'd like to think.
But I don't appreciate the gaslighting and trying to make me question, look, I've got proof. Why are you still gaslighting me? Mm. Also, because then it makes you question his whole character, right? Well, what else have you lied about? And then I get it. Then you're thinking, who even are you? Do I even know you?
I guess it just comes down to, like, do you want to be with this guy or not?
Yeah, because,
like,
you've been thinking about this whole situation for a whole year.
And that's a long time.
Like, is he perfect for you?
Yeah.
Like, do you want someone who, like, is so open about you coming around his friends? Like, do you want someone whose friends all do drugs? Mm. Like, do you want to be with this guy? Like, does this align with your life and what you see for your future?
Yeah, like, completely.
And that's what, you know, if this was Sophia, I'd say, well, yeah, do you actually want to be with this guy? Or are you in love with the idea of this guy? You're in love with the idea
of... maybe
of,
what it used to be.
Yeah, what it used to be. And you're in love with the idea of, oh, he's saving for a house, you know.
Exciting.
He sees me in this perfect future. Mm. You know, just right now, I'm a bit, you know, not unsure.
Yeah.
But, like, are you actually in love with him or just kind of like the idea of your really nice future together? Because that's kind of what it sounds...
You need to have some big...
Yeah,
because I think like it's you. I don't think you should be a year on
and still reeling,
still
about this.
Thinking about these like white lies, because they were white lies. I think there was no, like, he wasn't lying about cheating or whatever. I think ultimately he just wanted to go away with the boys and just didn't want you there.
Yes.
And they were white lies. For a year on, to you still be like really thinking about this and questioning it. You obviously don't feel like, you've obviously not moved on from it. You obviously like can't get over it. He's not, you haven't forgiven him. And also like, you don't want to start living like that either, because then what are you, like, low-key resenting your boyfriend?
Well, yeah, because it shows me that for the whole year that he's not like kind of not lied again.
Yeah.
And nothing's really changed.
I would just say like, maybe, you haven't been able to move on.
Yeah.
So I think like you're doing yourself a disservice by staying with this guy.
Yeah. And living in this like kind of uncertainty. Like, you don't feel great right now. Like,
yeah,
you don't feel settled in your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't sound like your person. Like,
because
he should be making
true.
You feel amazing and comfortable and like,
yeah, like it is true that like you've almost... This whole like little lying situation, it's showed you a different side to your boyfriend that you didn't think he had,
yes.
Right? Like, when you first meet someone,
yes,
it's all about like, oh my God, they're just perfect. I can't find a fault with this human being.
Gosh,
they are
amazing.
He would never hurt me.
Yes.
He would never make me cry. He would never lie to me. He would. Yeah. He thinks I'm the world, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then when someone shows you their first fault,
yes,
like, he fucked up, he did a white lie, could have been a bigger lie, but it's irrelevant, he did
gaslit
a white lie,
mm-hmm.
You got caught out, like, you saw his first, like, maybe it was the first time that he really hurt you,
yeah,
and you thought, oh my God, you know, you've never made me feel like that before. You've made me feel hurt, you've lied to me,
yeah,
you've
made me question,
you've made
things.
That first like stab at the trust wall that mm-hmm. we had,
mm-hmm.
And it is hard when someone shows you that first little crack,
mm-hmm.
And it's about whether that crack then keeps on growing because you can't fix it,
yeah,
or whether you can fix it and get mm-hmm. over it and move on and think, yeah, I genuinely forgive mm-hmm. and let's forget about mm-hmm. it, because it's not fair to either of you if you aren't willing. You either forgive and forget or you just leave, I think, because it's not doing yourself any good to keep thinking about this. And
no.
Because you'd also like to think that if you fucked up, which you will at some point,
yep,
and you asked for forgiveness and your boyfriend said, yeah, I'll forgive you, but then didn't and was still like, you know, a year later, still like bringing it up or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's
well, yeah, I feel
that
like
wouldn't be fair on you, you know? You either forgive and forget or you leave. If you can't forgive and you can't get over it, then I think you need to call it quits.
Because I think
quits.
At the time, obviously, he made no attempt to kind of right the situation.
Right,
because he was still set
on the
lies,
defense,
on the defense, right? So
yeah.
He never, like we said earlier, was like, oh, look, I'm really sorry.
Got that closure.
Listen, I've been really stupid. Like, he never has done that, and you've just kind of plodded along from that without speaking about it again.
Yeah.
So I would think about things. Sounds like, you know, is he the right guy for you? Is what I would be questioning.
Me too. Baby. This is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had this one before.
Okay.
Hi, girls. I've been dealing with something for over a year and I hope you can help me and won't judge. It's
gosh.
A long and definitely tricky one.
Oh, God.
I've been with my partner for nearly 10 years and we recently got married. It was an amazing whirlwind. We have a beautiful life, home, and he's such a handsome king, loving
king.
Guy. I know he's the right man for me. However, sometimes I feel like our relationship can get quite boring and serious when we get too wrapped up in work and the day-to-day stress.
Okay.
We have great sex. However, something he's always said during
that
he likes the idea of me with another guy.
Oh.
He doesn't want to be involved in any way, but wants me to cheat on him and tell him about it after.
Wow!
I think it's called cuckold fantasy.
Okay.
I feel like we
should
read
Google
this in
that?
A Shakespeare book.
Cuckold.
Yeah, C-U-C-K-H-O-L-D.
C-U-C-K-H-O-L-D.
O-L-D.
Meaning. Cuckold. If a man is cuckolded, his wife has a sexual relationship with another man.
Right.
So it's about a wife having another sexual relationship.
Yeah.
It's always been cuckolded.
It's something I was taken aback with at first, as was worried that I wasn't enough for him already. I've never cheated on anyone before, and despite receiving DMs and attention on nights out over the years, it's just not been something that I've thought about. Right, you're a monogamous.
Not many people think, oh, I might cheat today.
However, since it's always coming up when we have sex, it's something I've started to like the idea of more myself.
Slay.
And I have started to test the boundaries a bit on nights out and would tell him, and he loved it.
No way!
I started to think that maybe this could be fun, like having a hall pass, to speak.
Yeah, totally.
And it can balance out our more boring day-to-day life.
Right.
I also thought it could be empowering and would make me feel quite sexy.
For
if
sure.
He would be into me more.
For sure.
I also just, you know, it's nice to know that I've still got it and tease guys.
Yeah.
Knowing I have a great life at home.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, if he,
yeah,
if this
it's
is
kind of,
literally,
it's kind of a
I mean,
great
this
scenario.
Kind of perfect for everyone involved, because we can go out. You know, I'm single tonight, ladies.
Yeah,
you know,
let's go. Let's see what we
you
can
know,
find.
Brian allows it, so here we go.
It.
Here we go.
Yeah,
and then it literally turns him on. Well, like when I tell him about my sexual endeavors with other men.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep reading.
Okay.
He asked me to join this app to see if I could meet someone to make it all more real.
Got it. Oh, is this like a specific like couples looking for extra people app?
I did this a few months before we got married in amongst all the planning stress just after my hen.
Yeah.
I chatted to a few guys and had some really good fun, but didn't feel anyone enough to go ahead with something so big.
Right.
However, then I met someone on there who we'll call Jono.
Jono?
He wasn't my usual type.
Jono. This is such a specific name.
Such a specific name.
Jono.
He wasn't my usual type, but the chat was just so sexy and he was so into me.
Stop.
We exchanged WhatsApps and I just loved speaking to him.
Stop.
He made me feel beautiful, sexy, gave me this buzz that I can't even explain.
Jono.
So much tension was building over the weeks we were talking and I was so ready to meet him.
Mm.
I told my husband that I'd found someone that I'd finally found someone.
Yeah.
But he then got really doubtful.
Oh, well, see, this was my concern as you were reading it, because I was like, is there rules in place? Are we sure? Like what happens if he wants to sleep with a girl?
Yeah.
Like, are you okay with that? Like, where are the rules here?
As I think it all got a bit too real for him.
Great. So you've been giving it all that every single time we're in the bedroom.
You put this idea
in my head. I was not okay with it at first. Now I'm all for it. You got me on the app. Go
and now
on,
you're not
go
sure.
on, find someone. Now you're saying, I found a connection with Jono. And all of a sudden he's jealous.
Chickened out.
Shit.
So he would tell me to meet him during,
right.
So when we'd have sex, like during, he'd be like, meet him. What is he?
No, meet Jono. Go on.
And as soon as he'd finish, he'd swap completely and say, no.
Oh, like, forget it.
Don't feel that way. Like, he's just not sure and would feel sad.
Oh, God. Well, he's got himself in this situation. I'm so sorry.
This is all like, he's this doing. Is,
you were doing nothing, right? He literally
just
did
playing
this.
Playing the wife.
Right. You did this.
So, I felt so frustrated as he'd asked me to do this, and now I was invested and obsessed with the idea of sleeping with Jono, all whilst about to get married in a few weeks, totally confused and stressed.
That's a lot on one's plate.
I thought to myself that I need to meet Jono to check if I even fancy him enough in person to even be considering this before my wedding day.
Especially when your like soon to be husband is saying, don't do it. Like, that's actually like serious.
I didn't tell my husband and I met up with him for a drive.
Oh, a drive?
Just for peace of mind and because I felt I owed it to myself.
Yes, for sure.
Part of me hoped he would give me the ick somehow and I could forget about him and move on.
Oh God, oh God.
Turns out.
Oh God, you're in love. Oh my God, Jono. He's cast his spell.
He is insanely fit in real life. Super upbeat and lovely and was just staring at me so much.
He sounds
the
amazing.
The sexual tension was off the scale. We ended up kissing and messing around a little, but I had to pull back and headed home.
In the car.
We were both totally obsessed with each other. I realized I developed real feelings for him, and knowing I couldn't do anything more just made me want him even more.
Shit.
We then had to stop speaking so I could focus on the wedding, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about him during it all.
Oh my, look what he's gone and done. Look what he's literally gone and done.
Just wondering if he was okay, as must be weird seeing someone you're into get married.
Well,
as he said before, he wished our situation was different.
So he knows everything.
I told him maybe we could meet after the wedding, but my husband still wasn't ready. Jono started to get frustrated and we argued, so I blocked him.
Oh.
We didn't speak for months, and then I was out in his area one evening really hoped I'd randomly bump into him. So I unblocked him and asked him if he was around. We then started the whole vibe again. The sexual energy was back like nothing had ever happened and we were obsessed.
Wow.
I feel like there's such unfinished business there and I need to get it out of my system with him once and for all. I want to meet him next week.
You're in love with Jono.
It's so hard, as of course cheating is so wrong, but this is something my husband has asked me to do.
Yeah.
But he keeps changing his mind and it's frustrating me.
Yeah.
He's even said before, maybe you should just do it and I'll see how I feel after.
Oh God. Don't. So he's tempting you with that, though.
But also, like, you can't put that on me.
No.
Because you can't. What if afterwards you then decide that you weren't okay with
right.
it?
Right.
And now
our
relationship is changed forever.
Right.
And you can't look at me the same and all of this shit.
Right.
You can't put that on me. This was your fucking idea.
I feel like he'll probably be turned on by it if he... Right?
Or is it just a fantasy
thing? But the reality of it.
For him, it's more just like this like dirty talk, like this idea when you're having sex.
Yeah.
But he doesn't actually want that to happen.
Because the thing is with Jono is I feel like it's not just sex. I feel like you're actually built, like he's getting upset. Like he argued with you. Like this is not just physical for Jono. Like Jono's like invested in you and I feel like you are in him. And it's just like, I know you're saying like, oh, just one time, I'll get it out of my system. Babe.
It's never just one time.
It's not going to be just the one time, is it? You're going to do it, be like, oh my God, it's like a drug. I'm addicted.
Let's go again.
And then you'll want to go again. And then all of a sudden, you'll have been sleeping with him for like 6 months.
Mm, and then what?
And then what? And you'll be in love with him. And then you get pregnant with his child. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then you've got to do a test on whose child it is. You've got to say to your husband, well, I've actually been sleeping with Jono for 6 months. I need to check the whose baby this is.
We've got one more paragraph.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm left with such a hard decision to make. Do I do this and release this tension that's been building with me and Jono for so long so I can move on from him, knowing my husband might like it and it could bring us closer together?
Yeah.
Or would I be risking lying to my husband and hurting him and also getting more feelings for someone else? I honestly think about him all the time as the buildup and fantasy has been going on for so long now. What a head fuck. Would love your advice.
Well, yeah, like the reality is it just a fantasy? Is it just this crazy fantasy? Like, and maybe you'll sleep with him and go, oh, bit underwhelmed.
Yes.
Is he either going to go that way or it's going to be like, oh my God,
that
I need.
That was crazy.
You know, that was crazy. That was, it lived up to all my expectations. Like, you've been dreaming about this guy for months and months and months.
Yes.
So is it like, you know, when it's like, it's a lack of information. You've never been there with him.
Yeah.
You know, you're in love with the idea of him.
And who you've pictured him to be.
Him to be like, and like better and sexier than your husband and just like better in every way and like crazy, you know, chemistry.
I think that you and your husband need some talks. And right now you're in the position where like nothing's happened yet.
Thankfully.
But once you go and sleep with Jono, you can't undo that. And like once that's been done, it's been done. And that will be like a part of your relationship forever. And this is your husband. Like this was none of your idea. This has all been like, you know, brought on by your husband and this fantasy that he's got. And it's sort of made, like you said, like it's put the idea in your head and it's made you think about it. And now you're actually quite, you're into it now. Like it's kind of become like a joint fantasy. But I think you both need to
sit
down, sober and talk and be like, what's actually going on here? Like, do you actually like want me to sleep with Jono? Are you gonna be like, what happens if I do it and then you're angry at me and you decide you don't like it? Like, I don't think you should take that risk. Because I do think you're happy with your husband.
You need to get the go
ahead. You've been with him for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I think you both, and also like, what if you regret sleeping with him? I think you both need to really think this through before you act on it.
Well, the thing is,
because you can't undo it once it's done.
And if your husband's still saying, I'm not comfortable with this, know that if you then go and sleep with Jono,
you're just cheating on your husband.
You're just cheating on your husband without consent.
Yeah.
And you've gone against his trust.
Yeah.
And yes, it will probably change the fabric of your relationship.
Yeah.
Because
people are allowed to change their minds.
Right, unfortunately, you know, because he did put the idea in your head.
But you sort of feel like it's unfair because, yeah, he put the idea
in your head.
And
he told you to explore connections, which you then did. You know, all Jono is this tool to show you that things aren't right with your husband. I don't know what this whole situation is.
Fantasies.
You know, because you are thinking about Jono all the time.
Because it's forbidden fruit.
And it's, well, yeah.
It's hard.
It's really hard. But you need to talk to your husband. Maybe he'll come around to the idea. Maybe he needs to meet Jono. Like, I don't know. Like, what is this? What does he like about this kink? Like, does he need to be aware of Jono?
I would take a cold shower. Cool off.
Take an ice bath, right?
Have an ice
bath.
For
both of you, right? And Jono as well. All three of you.
Just think, talk about this with your husband.
So say to your husband, look, I've been thinking about Jono for 6 months now.
Yeah.
I want to sleep with him. Does that turn you on?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Let's just get these answers out. If he's like, no, Sarah, it makes me uncomfortable. Okay. Block Jono again.
And
don't. Or if he sits there and goes, you know what, Sarah, this is kind of turning me on.
Yeah.
You're thinking, bingo, call up Jono that night, just get it over and done with before he can change his mind.
He needs to figure out, more importantly, does the talk of it just turn him on?
Well, exactly.
And not actually the doing of it.
Exactly, that's why you need to sit there in front of your husband.
That is very different things. Yeah. Like thinking about, you know, jealousy and your partner and all of that is very different to it actually happening.
Well, yeah, that's why you need to say to him, I'm going to message Jono tonight.
Yeah.
And see if he's free for sex. How do you feel about that? Like, this is real life. Jono lives 10 minutes away. Like, you've got to lay it out to him, right? And if he's like, oh, Sarah, no. Brilliant. You say, okay, John, I won't do that, okay?
But,
I just needed to know.
But you can never say to me in the bedroom
ever again.
I want you to do that. I want you
to.
Yeah,
say you can't bring up. Just say, this is now or never. You're either letting me sleep with Jono tonight or you're never mentioning Jono's name ever again.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Wow.
What a thrill.
What a thrill.
Whoa, crazy times.
Oh,
right.
Goodness me.
Baby. Right, should we find a quote?
Yeah, let's absolutely find a quote.
What shall I type in? Actually, I've deleted Pinterest because I've got no storage on my phone.
I'm going
so
to type in cuckold quotes.
Guys, have you seen the new baby pink iPhone? We're gagging for it.
We're desperate for it.
We're going to have to get it because I've got no storage anyway. And both of our phones are freezing like
they're
crazy.
Fucked.
It'll match our aesthetic perfectly though, won't it?
It'll match the studio perfectly.
Why don't we just make up our own quotes?
Come on.
Yeah, come on, make up your own quote. Come on. Okay. Let's just get the wisdom that's within us. I know. This is quite weighty.
I know what we can do.
If he lies, believe him. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I think so.
So if he's lying to you, it shows his true set character.
And believe that.
So I believe that's who you are. There we go. Okay.
There we go.
Right, your turn. Come on.
I was thinking we could play a game.
Oh,
like
God,
we say
right.
One word each and we build a quote.
Okay, here we go then.
Love
is
like
a...
Oh no, I've got all the hard
yeah,
words.
I know. Love is like a rainbow.
No. Love.
Blue one day,
no,
red
start
the
again.
Other. That was a good one.
Love.
Love is. Okay, wait. No, I won't say is.
Love.
Change the first word. Because we're just going to...
If...
You
don't
see if you
what?
Don't see what you if you don't see what you yeah this is good
if you don't see what you can
see
what?
If you don't see what you can see
no change that one
if you don't see what you
is that what it is
can if you don't see what you can If you don't see what you can, what word?
Become.
If you can't see, is can't.
Don't.
If you don't see what you can believe. Come on, this is your game. I'm playing your game. If you can't see what you can believe, then. If you can't see what you can believe. If you don't see what you can believe, then imagine. If you don't see what you can believe, then imagine.
Where is this going?
I know exactly where this
imagine.
Is going.
Then imagine.
I know exactly.
I thought it was going somewhere and you've taken it a different direction.
Well, that's the name of the game,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you don't see what you... what is it?
If you don't see what you can believe... If you don't see what you can believe, you can imagine... Is that what it was?
You can imagine
your,
that...
That's your life. That is different.
Than it should
than
be.
Than it should be. Once told. If you can't see what you can believe, you can imagine what you should believe. All right, we'll have to play that again.
All right, we'll try that again.
Well, no, my quote was, what was my one? I gave us all the best quotes.
Let's try and do the quote in five words.
Okay.
We've got five go. No,
well, let
six.
Me start. Let
we've
me start.
Six.
Let
yeah.
me start.
We've got six.
However
hard
life
gets. Two more words left.
Follow.
Us.
Follow. Okay. However hard
We've
life
got one
gets.
One word left.
However hard life gets, follow yourself.
Yourself.
However hard life gets,
follow
yourself.
Yourself.
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you, guys.
Right.
That's a wrap on Wednesday's episode.
That's a wrap. If you fancy extra episodes every Monday,
hell
then
yeah.
you can head over to our Patreon. Patreon Slays. It's called the group chat. There's a whole group chat there where you can chit chat with people.
Extra
there's
episodes every single Monday.
There's literally 4,000 people in this group chat.
It's a busy chat.
And it's busy and it's popping off and it's crazy and it's amazing. You get an extra episode every Monday and other little bonusy bits when we release things.
It's a
such.
Good time over there.
It's a good time.
So if you're a part of that, we'll see you on Monday. If
yes.
not, we'll see you next Wednesday. Email Woo-hoo. Your dilemmas to hello@theghostbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube of all the places.
Have a good week, guys.
Love ya.
Love ya. If you don't follow your heart, you'll never be treated.
If you don't follow your own heart, follow your own yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.